Hey guys, you are listening to the Voice of Precious podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today we have a very special message. How do you feel when you want to step into a new phase? Is stepping into a new phase hard for you? Sometimes the fear of moving on, of moving into a new place, going into a higher level, moving on in the world, it just scares us and holds us down. Makes us remain in our comfort zones. So that's what we'll be focusing on today. Stepping into new phases. Stick with us, don't go away. My name is Precious Godsend and I am your host. Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. It has been such a while. I'm really sorry I left without any formal explanation. In the last podcast, I should have told you all that I'm leaving and I'm going on a break. I'm sorry I didn't. Please accept my apologies. I've been stepping into new phases in different areas of my life, and I needed a break. Help me strategize and to help me just plan out the way I can move my life to be consistent for me, even in the different areas I'm working in right now. So let me give you the gist of what I've been doing last 2 months. Well, let's just assume it's last month because it was on the 31st of July. I launched my business and my brand. It's not of my brands, but my very first business, because this is something I'm actually making money from. The Precious Corporate Collections. Yeah, I started my own corporate business and brand because I'm a lover of corporate wears and I'm a lover of fashion, corporate fashion. So I decided to create a value system around my passion. Apart from that, I published my book
on Amazon on the 27th of August, and it's such a huge blessing for me because I actually started writing the book in 2019, and so it took like 3 years, to get the book published. To just come up with the whole concept of the book, to write and to turn it into something so beautiful that I published into the world. I'm grateful because my voice has been amplified to go even further. Instead of me writing on just my blog, I've actually written something that can go far and wide and impact everyone. The title of the book is Being a Woman. Don't worry, because you heard women, that doesn't mean as a man you cannot read it. It's not gender biased. It's for everyone. It's for the young girl, for the young boy, for the man, and for the woman. It's a memoir of me, of how I've lived my life thus far. My falls, my risings, my overcomings and all. It's a beautiful book. It's a beautiful book that will cause healing to those who have been, or to those who have experience some kind of pain, made mistakes along the course of life, and it will teach the young girl how to grow up and just, you know, love herself, to understand her true worth. And to the little boy, it will teach him, you know, to not see women as toys, to not see women as just a thing, as just random things, but it will teach the boy how to understand the true worth of women as well. And it's also great for men as well as parents, to help them raise their sons and their daughters to know the true value and worth of women. Apart from that, I also moved into a new level academically. I'm now in my finals. I step into my finals in August this year, and I'm grateful. I'm really grateful to God, because I remember a few years ago I was praying to God for admission, and now I'm in my finals. So I've been stepping into different new phases of my life across the span of a month or two. And yeah, last I forgot to tell you, I added a year, so I stepped into a new phase age-wise. Last month, on the 27th of August, was my birthday, and it's a huge milestone for me. I'm grateful to God for life. I'm grateful to God for the new age I'm in right now, because I am growing, and as I'm growing, I can see the positive impact. I can see that God's hand has been on my life tremendously, and that is why I am dedicating this to this episode, stepping into new phases. Stepping into new phases, what does it entail? What does it mean? Why are people afraid of stepping into new phases? If you check my page on Instagram, I talked about it a little. Stepping into new phases, the problems, why are people scared, the hurdles and how to overcome. As a human being, stepping into new phases is something we cannot run away from, because in God's word, He said that we will become more and more like Him. For you to become more and more like someone means you're moving from one level into another. So for every phase you're in right now, even if you get comfortable with it, at some point in life you're going to have to move forward. Now, moving forward, stepping into a new phase, it comes with excitement, and it also comes with a lot of worry. It also comes with a lot of worries as well. That's just the truth. Because you're going into, it could be that you're moving into a different environment, you're moving into a different place. It's like you're at the end of a cliff and God is telling you to step down, but you can't see what is there. So you're afraid. You're thinking, how deep is this thing? What if I fall? What if I hurt myself? Something like that. Many things run through your mind, and it's all normal. The fear is normal. But I need you to understand that God, who has been with you all through your life, isn't going to leave you now that you are stepping into a new phase. Because there are a lot of scriptures that God has placed in His word for us to see and know that He's never going to leave us. He will always be there for us. I mean, He is the one who makes every crooked path straight. He is the one who has told us not to worry. He said, don't worry. Don't worry. But with prayer and with thanksgiving, we should make known with supplications and thanksgiving, we should make known our requests to Him in prayers. So whenever you feel that fear coming right in, just talk to God, and He will reassure you that He is always there for you. Just look at our lives now. Many of us are in our final levels. Many of us are doing one new thing or another. Many people just want their businesses. Many just author the book. Some people just have babies. Why some people are getting married? Different new phases of us stepping into different seasons, new seasons. Many of us are scared because we don't know what it holds. Personally, I was scared before I launched my own business. I was excited at first. Wow, pressure is going to be an entrepreneur now. I was scared before I launched my book. I was like, what if nobody wants to read my book? What if nobody cares to buy it? What if nobody shows any interest? Same thing with my business. I was like, what if I don't sell? What if people don't like the whole concept of my business, the whole concept of corporate fashion and the rest? So I was really going through a lot at that time. But I held on to God, and He reassured me in His word. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, but sometimes it's not so easy. And the only way we can really get through it is by holding on to God and His word. Yeah, so many of us in the places we are in right now, especially for those of us in our final levels that are going out soon. I mean, we have been in a canopy, under a canopy, all our lives. we actually thought that secondary school was leaving secondary school was breaking up from the kind of people. No, once you leave the secondary school, most of us have the intentions of furthering into a higher institution, and for 4 years you are there, 4, 5, 6 years you are there, and so it's like you are still under a canopy because you are doing schoolwork at that moment. But it's not like stepping outside, you know, when you eventually become a graduate. For those of us who have graduated now, you should understand what I'm talking about. We are going into the real world, and we don't know what it holds for us. We don't know what to expect. So we are scared. The fear is seeping through. But don't let it seep through. God, who has been with you from the time you were born until now, is still the same God. He didn't leave you. The plans He has for you are plans of what? The plans of peace. Plans that will give you a sound mind. Plans that will give you rest. And these things, it makes my heart just cool down, knowing that God never has wrong intentions for me. He has the best intentions for me. So I look forward to the future. I look forward to stepping into new phases, because I know that God has always put something great for me. He has put in a lot of things for me to learn, for me to grow from. It all helps us to grow and move forward on the path of becoming. But knowing that God has plans of peace for us, does that mean that tribulations won't come? No, it doesn't. God's word has said that, yeah, tribulations will come. There must be tribulations. There must be things that will try to break you. But He said, fear not. We have overcome the world. So that is our victory, even though we have tribulations, even though we may face things. Because I don't want you to go into the world and think that everything will just be roses and sweet wine. No, that's not how life works. I want to prepare your mind. I need you to know that stepping into a new phase is beautiful. Stepping into a new phase is great. It's lovely. But does that mean that there won't be tribulations? No, it doesn't. Tribulations will always come. Tribulations are a part of life. Tribulations is how we grow. It's what we learn from. It's what we grow from. It's what we overcome. But God has given us the victory. He has already given us the victory. So whatever comes your way, just know that you will overcome. Because God has settled it, and He has spoken it to us in His word. The will of God for us in our lives is to become like Him daily, to become like Him better, to become like Him in every aspect of our lives. And we can't do that if we do not move or step into new phases. Because for every phase that we step into, the truth is that God has something for us that He wants us to learn. Yeah, for those of you that think that everyone else is moving forward and you are just sitting there, it could be that you haven't learned everything that God wants you to learn in the particular phase you are in right now. Yeah, that's the truth, because for every phase you are in, God wants you to learn something. He teaches us something. So the fact that you're still moment or phase, just try and settle down and just listen. God always speaks. Just listen and pick up His words. There is something He needs you to learn. There is something He needs you to know before you step in. Because if He allows you to move in to a new phase when you haven't completely learned everything He has for you in that particular phase, then you will move into that new phase and flop. You will move into that new phase and flop. That isn't what God wants for you. God wants you to learn to be better. To be better. So that when you move into the new phase, you will give and do your absolute best. So guys, that's just the message. I I have for you today. It's really great to speak to you again. I have missed you all so much. I've missed speaking to you. I've missed all your wonderful replies from the notes you send in. Thank you so much. And if you're a newcomer here, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you so much for joining in. You guys really mean a lot to me. You guys really mean a lot to me. And I think it's necessary I explain to you how we'll be having our sessions here. Sessions now will be going once in a month, preferably at the last Mondays of every month, because I gave a consensus and most of you voted that you want me to be releasing new episodes at the end of every month, at the last Mondays of every month. So that's what I'll work with. I honor your contributions. That is exactly what we'll be working with. So the next time you hear my voice will be the last Monday of the month of October. The last Monday of the month of October, yeah. So if you want a copy of my book, Being a Woman, feel free to let me know. Just send me a note, or you can get it on Amazon for 2,000 naira. But if you get it directly from me, it will be 415. So anyone you prefer, I'm open. If you want it at a cheaper rate, then just send me a note. Pardon me, and I will send it to you. It's just 1,500 naira. But if you're living outside Nigeria, then get it on Amazon. It's just 2,000 naira. I think that's just a few dollars, not up to $5, for those living outside Nigeria. And please check out my page on Instagram, Precious Corporate Collections. I have the most beautiful corporate outfits. You know, corporate fashion is a new kind of fashion. I've been hearing that you cannot be dressing well or dressing smart entails nudity. And I've been hearing that modesty entails you wearing clothes that are less appealing. No, you don't have to dress less appealing because you want to be decent. You don't have to wear clothes that aren't nice. You don't have to wear clothes that don't have any fitting because you want to appear as decent. And by all means, because you want to dress classy, that doesn't mean you have to be nude, or you have to go nude, or you have to expose various parts of your body. You can be smart, you can be decent, you can be modest and classy at the same time. And everything I just mentioned is in my brand, the Precious Corporate Collections. I help you dress smart. I help you dress like the boss you are. So please, by all means, check out my page on Instagram, Precious Corporate Collections. And you can also check out my main page at Precious Godsend on Instagram. I also have a page on Facebook, the Precious Corporate Collections on Facebook. Yeah, so any platform you use the most, please do well to just check out my page. On Friday, the 1st of October 2021, I will be hosting an IG Live series with my friend, Miss Esther Isimi. It's for all you can. Please feel free to join in. Please feel free to join and tune in. It's titled, what we are talking about is happiness as a woman. So women, please plug in on that very day, because this message is hot and readily served for you. Please tune in. It'll be happening live on the African Lady Ambassador page on Instagram. So on Instagram, you can just search the African Lady Ambassadors. The time will be by 7:30 p.m. West African time. So that's it, guys. Much love from me to you. Thank you all so much for sticking with me. Thank you for reaching out to me. A lot of you reached out to me when I wasn't around asking why I stopped the podcast and all. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. I love you all so much. I love you all so much. To all my newcomers again, thank you so much for tuning in. I will be speaking to you again on the last Monday in the month. month of October. So expect to hear from me again in October. Until then, guys, stay safe. May the hand of the Lord be upon you. Bye, guys. Bye.